We are learning Vesechta's Pesachim, Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 6-7 lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, Leim Ketanoim. Maybe the Mechlekes, Chizkiya and Rabavo is Mechlekes Tanoim. Leim Ketanoim, because there's a Pesach regarding Chelev. It says, Dabram Nei Yisrael Leimor, Kol Chelev, Shor V'Ches V'Eiz, Lo Yisrechelu. You shouldn't eat any Chelev from Shor V'Ches V'Eiz. Those are animals. Those are domesticated, regular animals, not Chayas, not wild animals. It's a shor and kesev ha'ez, there's an ox, a sheep, and goats. Lo yisachelu, you shouldn't eat the chelev from them. And then it says, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, yasa chomalacha, v'oichel lo yisachlu. What about nevela and treifa? A chelev from nevela and treifa? That, you are allowed to do whatever you want with it, just you can't eat it. So there's a drash of it. It says, yasa lechol malacha, is the lashon ha'pasuk. Yasa lechol malacha. What's chol malacha? Yasa chol malacha. Ma tam lechol malacha? So basically the dash is like this: Shiachol lemelechas gevaya yehi mutter lemelechas hadiyei aser. Maybe it's only mutter bahana regard for melechas gevaya, only to use it for things of hektish. And the reason is because you find that in the Beis Hamikdash chelev is mutter legabei the mezbeach. So you would think only if in the Beis Hamikdash is mutter bahana, then I'm going to smear the hides with the chelev that I need for the bed of gabayis. But lahediyet, maybe I wouldn't be able to use it. I wouldn't be mutbano. Ma tamalayim yishiyak lamachz goyim mutlachas hadlo yaasa tamalayim lachom malacha evi malachas mut. Very very segluli. That's where segluli is Joshua. Rav Kiva imeres yishiyak lamachas hadiyet yehi tahar. Rav Kiva says no. I'm avarning a different thing. When it says the yaasa lachom malacha. Nevela we know is tamei. What about the chelav on nevela? Is it tamei or not? So it says you would think that malachas hadiyet yehi tahar. That regarding lechas hedid, it's tar. But regarding lechas gevayah, since we're so makbid on tumah, even a shlishi and ravi you have in Beis Mikdash, maybe the chelev on the vela will be tamei. Maybe it'll be tamei. Shiachlam lechas hedid yeh tar, lechas gevayah yeh tamei, tamalem lecham malacha. I'm not used for everything. So it comes out, basically, the darshan it legabe iser behetar ana, and Rabbi Kiva darshan is the tumah and tyra. And where are the points to that? Basically, L'tumah l'tayra lo yitzchakra ki yitzchakra l'isr l'heter. You don't need a pasuk for tumah l'tayra. It's pasuk. It's tahar. It's not chelav. It's not part of the veil. It's not tamei. You need a pasuk for isr v'heter. Rekiv v'sav isr v'heter lo yitzchakra. You need a pasuk lo yitzchakra ki yitzchakra l'tumah l'tayra. You need a tumah l'tayra. So what's the biur machlokes? Why does basically say it's a shaila about isr hana? And we would think only for gevayah it's muta and for hedyet it's aser. And according to Rekiv, it wasn't a shaila of isr hana. It's a shaila of tumah l'tayra. My love. When it says by chelev, it says kol chelev shor v'chesav eiz lo yisach chelu. It means even issa hana bein issa chelev bein issa hana. V'chi also kol mishraya l'nevela v'hana udasa. The pasuk says that chelev nevela is yasach hamalacha. The pasuk saying, you know what? Chelev nevela is mutter v'hana. Every other chelev is also v'hana. Chelev nevela is mutter v'hana. You need a pasuk for that. That's what basically we learn. And then that's what Gemara says. You need l'chol malacha, then not only for gevaya as a mutter b'hana, because there you find it can be born in the Mizbeach, even for head it's mutter. What? V'nevela, not chelev. So you want to say chelev p'hana v'nevela? Very good. More than a half in a second. But it's chelev. Rabbi Kiva sava isa achila mashma. No, Rekiva will hold not like Rabbi Vo. Hold like Chizkia. Rekiva holds isa achila mashma. Isa nole mashma. V'chi osa kroa l'tumah l'tayra. And the pasuk coming from Tumah Taira. So Chayyur Gemara is saying, Lema Ketanoim, maybe Rabbi Yisag, maybe Rabbi Vo and Chizkiya is the Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yisag, Lili and Rekiva. So the Gemara, no. L'kuli Am, V'lo Yisag, L'u Mashma, V'in Yisag, L'u Mashma, no. Everyone agrees like Rabbi Vo. L'u Yisag, L'u Yisag, L'u Yisag, no. So what's the Machlokes? Welcome, Mechli. Rabbi Yisag, L'u Yisag, Kishahutru Nevela, when Taira said Nevela was Mutter Bahana, they allowed to give it to a ger or sell it to a guy, who hutra? When it said mutter, it meant the meat. It meant the steak from the nevela. Not the chelev and not the gidim. They weren't part of that heter. And therefore, that should really be osva anas lo yisaychlu. V'chi itzrich kro leheter anas dasan. Therefore, you need the pasuk of a yeyasa l'chol malacha by chelev to teach you that it's mutter b'hana. But everyone agrees that lo yisaychlu means isa b'hana. And he holds that the nevela wasn't a heter on that. Therefore, you needed a special heter of yasa l'chol malacha. Rav Akiva sava kishutu nevela chel v'gidinami hotra. When the nevela was mutter, the whole entire animal became mutter b'hana, includes the chelev, includes the gidim. V'chi itzakra, and therefore the pasuk needed l'tumah v'tahira. The pasuk needed for tumah and Tahira, that's what you need it for. You need it possibly. Also, Chamalacha tell you that even in the Beis HaMikdash, it still will be Tahar. Because you don't need a pasuk for Issa Hanah because it's included in Nevela. So now, Reza Glilio holds that Nevela does not include Chelev and Gidim, and we need a pasuk Yosef Chamalacha on Chelev. So, how do you know Gidim on Matabahana? Reza Glilio Eshkan, the Chelev, the Shari Rachmana Bahana, and like Gid, name it also. But so it should come out, Gid and Asha should be also Bahana. So the Gemara, boy, say Machanami Dasa Echanami. Maybe according to Reza Glilio, Gid and Asha will be also Bahana. Again, because everyone agrees that Saichu is Issa Hanah. And we don't have a pasuk of Nevela by Gid and Asher according to Reza Glili. So one teretz of the Gemara is Echanami. If you Reza Glili, maybe Gid will be Aser Bahana. We had a mandiyama like that before. I think it was Rav Shimon. But you say, Maisilah b'kavachaymer. Another pshat is really, it should be Aser Bahana. But we have a kavachaymer. And the kavachaymer is of Chelev. The pasuk says by Chelev, Yosef Chomalacha, that means Mutavana, Umah Chelev Sha'inish Karas. If someone eats Chelev, it gets Karas. Mutabana, a gid, which is only a lav, she'ina oinish karas, like kol shekain, should not be mutter bahana. So it's a kavachaymer. That's basically what gid and asher is mutabana. What's Rav Shimon going to do with this? Rav Shimon, he said, holds asabana, aye, it's a shmak kavachaymer from chaleb. Rav Shimon, the asik, and mifrach, mala chaleb, shekin hutta mechola itzachaya. Chaleb, the reason why it's mutabana is because it's another mila. You know what the mila is? That it's mutter by chayas. The only chayav it's also is only shor v'chesav eitz, but by chayav it's mutter. Toim begid, so hutu mechlole eitz l'chayav. Gid is not mutter eitz l'chayav. It's not mutter eitz l'chayav. Therefore, you have a pircha. There's a little bit of a kasha in the Rishonim that you could have said that gid is mutter by behemet temeya, according to one man, the Kuntar of Shimon, you remember yesterday's daf, could be behemet temeya, according to Rav Shimon, but that's not enough hutu mechlole. Here is even the kosher animals of chayav. It's mutter mechlole. So Rav Shimon says it's not a good kavachaymer. So what does Rav Yosi Haglili say to that taina? Either by behema kaminon, by behema means lo yeshtru. The ma'isa by behema there's no pircha. In behema alone, chaylev has a milo over gid. There's karas not, and it's mutter bahana. So gid will also be mutter bahana. So akaponim. Just to recap what we just learned, we tried to lema katanoya between Reza Glili and Rabbi Kiva. We tried to make a lema katanoya why Yosel Chomalacha you need to make mutabana. And we answered, no, the Kuliyam lo yisai chlumi is asabana. And here the Shaila is included in the Vela or not. And we said, if your Reza Glili is not included in the Vela, if you need a pasuk Yosel Chomalacha, I gid, either he holds gid as asa or he holds gid as a kavachaymer from Chalif. Zach the Gemara now, after we finished with all these rayas, now, Mechti, we have every type of kasha we asked, we answered it. So, Chizkiyah Ravo, but my pligi, what Lamais, at the end of the day, bottom line, what is Machlekes Chizkiyah Ravo? Lachari, they all agree. What's enough mila halacha between Chizkiyah and Ravo? Just what drasha to make? I guess the Gemara didn't hold that just what drasha to make, you make a few blot Gemara, just what the drasha is. So, what's enough mila halacha between Chizkiyah and Ravo? Mechti, a svinu lugan agrav, a svinu lugan agrav, chizkir avo, but my plig, what they're arguing. V'chomitz b'pesach, v'alibu d'rabbonon, v'shor aniskal, v'alibu d'rabbakol, chizkir nofgur leim l'yoychel. Chizkir learns out, Pesach, so what it means like this, v'chomitz b'pesach, according to Rabbonon, not really as good as Asa Bahano, and everyone agrees shor aniskal is Asa Bahano also. Chizkir learns it out from l'yoychel, Ravo nafkulam from the vela. Ravo learns it out from the vela that shows us that every loy soicha means issa hana, and that's when you had to buy the vela. That means learn out from the vela. So mechti bein lemar asurim bahana. My benaya, what is the difference lalacha? Everyone agrees. Shara niskal and chametz pesach asur bahana. They have a different way to learn it. Different way to get it. One leyachel, one from the vela. Good. But what's the nafkumi lalacha? So the Gemara, there is a nafkumi lalacha. The machlokes is if chulun shenishlu ba'azara is aser bahana or if it's deraisa or not. Chizkiyah, the reason why I speak it out like that is because really machlokes Rashi and Tosfos when it says chulun shenishlu ba'azara lav deraisa, what it means. Rashi learns on the afchav beis of nav chulun ba'azara lav deraisa means it's not aser bahana deraisa. Tosfos learns that chulun ba'azara means it's not aser at all midaraisa, it's only aser midarabana. But upon him, that will be enough for me. We'll explain the chesed in a second. Let's read it inside. The Gemara says, "My benayik menayik chulun shenishlu ba'azara. Chizkiyah sava lo yoychel lemutihani." The pasuk lo yoychel is saying, "Ain't lo yoychel?" Saying that these two things, shor haniskal and chametz pesach, are aser bahana. It's from lo yoychel. So why do you lekel of tashlichin oisoi, which is mashma dafka treifa, I'm allowed to give takel of nothing else? That's coming. It's going to teach us that chulin shlishch ba'azara, I'm allowed to give to the kelev, and it's also bahana. So according to Chizkiya, chulin shlishch ba'azara is also bahana. Rabba Vohu Savar, Oisoi, Lemute Hani. According to Rabba Vohu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember the Cheshbon in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda learned that the Vela had to be said to tell us that you have to give it to the ger and you have to sell it to a goy, and not the opposite. So if you Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabba Vohu, what's the makar that lo yoicha means osvana? And the Gemara said that the makar is Oisoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not from the Vela, makar is Oisoi. Oisoi tells us, Dafka, Trefas Mutavana, everything is osvana. So you don't have makar for chulin shlishch ba'azara that it's the raisa osa bahana. So therefore you need hani. So bravo sava oisel muti hani chulin shlishch ba'azara lav the raisa nu. Chulin shlishch ba'azara is not the raisa. There's no issa the raisa on that. Again, it means no issa hana or means no issa at all with the raisa, and that will be a nafka mina lehalacha between Chizkiya and Ravo, Chulun Shenishchu Vazarav is the Raisa or not. All of a Shas, you have this klal, is Chulun Shenishchu the Raisa or not. So it's all Tali Chizkiya and Ravo. So that's what we're coming out of Mila Lacha. Now we're going to go further here, and we're going to find a new drasha now, and it's going to be a whole Amud Gemara, of how do you know Issa Hana by Isurim. And remember, the two Issa Hana places are, only two really, Shor HaNiskal and Chametz HaPesach. But the Gemara now, so far we had two ways to learn, Lo Yachel, or it's from Lo Yachel, and from the Vela, or from Oisai. So it's really two, which is three, but two man diyamim, Chizkiyon Rav Avon. So Gemara says, Yosefu Rabbanan, Kameder Rav Shmuel Rachmeini. There was a certain Rabbanan sitting in front of Shmuel Rachmeini, Yosefu Ka'amar, Meshvedi Rav Shuvah Malevi, Menayin L'chol Surim Shuvah Torah, How do you know all Asurim Shuvah Torah, that just like it's Asur Ba'achila, it's also Asur Ba'ana? And which Asurim are we talking about? Not all Asurim in the Torah. Remind you, Chametz HaPesach HaShar HaNiskal. Which two Asurim that we're referring to when we say that, how do you know it's Asur Ba'achila and Asur Ba'ana? Which two are they? Chametz HaPesach HaShar HaNiskal. Menayim, how do you know? Zok the Gemara, no, according to this man, the Yama, these Rabbanon here, lo yachel issa achila mashmalei, issa hano lo mashmalei. I don't hold that's a drasha. No, lo yachel is a very normal thing to write. It doesn't mean the Chizkiya says lo yachel, it's not like anything comes from ta'achila, even issa hano. We don't hold that drasha. I don't hold that drasha. Tepik lema nevela, learn that from the vela, because the Torah had to tell you nevela is mutta bahana. Shav lakav yudah, don't ksav him. I like a yudah holds. Dvarim Ksav means it's teaching us that it has to be Begar, Titnu Legar, and Selta Goy. So I, you sound like a Rehuda, Tepele Mehechad and Afle Rehuda, Mekal Tashigim Oysai, learn that from Oysai. Kasava, he holds Chulun Shnus Chubazara Deraisa, he holds I use Oysai for Chulun Shnus Chubazara. And if you can ask me, like, why do you learn to use it for Chulun Shnus Chubazara and not for Shar Niskel and Chavetz HaPesach? How do you know which Oysai it's for? So you look at Rashi back in Daf Chav Beis, Rashi explains that Chulun Shnus Chubazara fits better in pshat in the pasuk. That pasuk is talking about treifa. Basa v'sada treifa loisachelu. Sada is a place without mechitza. So you learn from there halacha that if some behema while it's being born sticks his hand out, that hand is also to eat because it's like a din of a treifa. Because he has to do mechitzas. Chulun shnus v'azara has to do mechitzas. It's going into the mechitzas beis hamikdash. It's also so any has to do mechitzas fits better into the pasuk. So he holds chulun shnus v'azara the raisa, and that's the drasha. Sak upon him. So the question is, Menayin, how do you know that Chometz BePesach and Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana? And the Gemara will go further with Roshes. We're not going to start this Gemara because it's a continuation. The next Gemara is a continuation. We're stopping four lines from the bottom of the Chof Gemara Beis. And next from the next stop, we will learn different Roshes to try to figure out how do you know Fidiz Mandi Omrim Issa Hana by Chometz BePesach and by Shor HaNiskal.